Hey, thank you for listening in to Risky Benefits, a podcast that informs you on all things benefits. We've got a saying around here, benefits isn't your main business, it's ours. Hey everyone, thank you for listening to Risky Benefits and welcome to this week's episode. Our guest this week is David Perry. David is the Vice President of Enrollment Strategies here at FBMC. David Perry joined our team in February of 2021 and has over 20 years of benefits and enrollment experience. We're excited to have Perry, as we call him at the office, on the team. And Perry and his team are honing in on the employee engagement and enrollment experience on behalf of our clients. So really excited to have him on today. Really excited to introduce him to everyone so you can learn more about what we're doing. Before I do that, let me jump real quick into the agenda just so that you know what we're covering today. First, we're going to go over an introduction, let you meet David Perry, and just learn more about him and his team. We're going to have a conversation around enrollment trends, his vision for the team that we've brought on staff, who is a good candidate for FBMC's enrollment services, what types of enrollments are available. We're going to talk a little bit about call center. It's a huge part of enrollments in this day and time with everything going on with COVID. And we're going to talk about best practices. So if you're out there, you're enrolling in benefits most likely, and you're going through this process, it may look very different from one employer to the next, but there's a lot of conversation we can have that you may find very helpful today. So before we get into that, David, thank you very much for coming on today. Glad to have you, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. And, you know, just to level set with everybody so that they can get to know you a little bit about who you are, if you don't mind, just going to kind of give us a breakdown of your background in the industry and a little bit about you and your family.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for having me. So as many would say about me, I did marry up to my wife, Lisa, 23 years ago last month. Got two amazing kids. My daughter's in graduate school, Texas Tech, so guns up to those. My son, who is a junior in high school, is a budding lacrosse stud looking to pave his way to hopefully a university lacrosse program near you. So, but as far as professionally goes, I'd say I probably fell into the insurance industry and never really had the chance to get out.
So I've been
blessed to really to work with, learn from a lot of different people along the way that are way smarter than me. Right out of college, I jumped into carrier claims department, working disability, moved from there into full absence management, and moved into FMLA, workers' comp, short and long-term disability, and then kind of migrated my way into the client-facing service of account management. Leaped into sales, shifted gears, and got into the world of worksite, supplemental benefits, and enrollment. So I think touching all those different functional areas that really kind of helped me kind of tie it all together from the carrier side to the enrollment and ben admin side. And I get to use all those really experiences and team resources here at FBMC to bring them all together within the benefits ecosystem and map out that life cycle of the onboarding benefits program for all those employees and providing education about the benefits.
No, that's awesome. Well, love that. Now, real quick, David, where did you attend university or where did you go to school?
Here in Texas, so looking horns.
I was waiting for that one. There it is. All right. Yeah. Well, so if you're listening and you like that, then, you know, great. David likes the hook and horn. So there you have it. Well, okay. So with your industry knowledge, can you tell us a little bit about some trends you're seeing within enrollments? The world's changed a lot in the last 2 years. It was already shifting, say, in a different direction or into a more tech-savvy direction. A lot of people were pushing back against face-to-face in certain environments, and in other environments, it just wasn't an option. You know, if you run a trucking company, as an example, you've got people all over the place and it's a logistical operation, it's really hard to sit down and have a face-to-face conversation. So what we have seen are a lot of individuals that are running these types of companies driving them towards, say, call center or even further towards web-based or so on and so forth. So, you know, maybe talk to the listeners out there, let them know what trends are out there, which ones you like, which ones you don't, which ones you think are going to stay, which ones won't, you know, that type of stuff.
That's a really good question. So, and actually, I think it covers several touch points. So, and then you're right, when you mix in COVID-19, that was a little bit of a game changer. I mean, I think everybody one way or another was affected by that. And certainly it introduced, in a lot of cases, really forced employers to look through the lens of their benefits program how are these benefits programs, are they communicated compared to what it was done in the past? So, you know, I mean, enrolling benefits using technology, that's been a trend for a long time, probably in the last, certainly the last 10 years. And there are a lot of ridiculously advanced ben admin systems out there that, you know, there's so many options, there's so many technology advancements, it's overwhelming. So employers are really, they're relying on consultants, benefit consultants, to not only kind of provide them that, what the alternatives are for enrolling in benefits, but really the alternatives around solving for streamlining their processes. I mean, the HR pain points and connecting really the data points to the various vendors and, you know, like payroll and carriers, COBRA administrator, HSA, FSA, all those different pieces, but really ultimately making their lives easier and not harder. And let's not even forget about the analytics that go into these ben admin systems. So a lot of those offer or shed some light really on that, the health of that benefits program within the organization. So, but I'd say the shift, the second shift really is how those programs are, how are they being communicated to their employees? You know, those employees are the most valued asset, right? So being educated about their benefits and how they work, and step further, tying these benefits to help mitigate any financial exposure, because that's what's important to those employees, right? So how is that being relayed down or cascaded down to the employees? Pretty important. So that trend where employers have been directing employees to go through this self-service, self-guided technology, that's not going away. I think advancements in that technology is helping shore up and educate employees at a different level. But that said, you know, there's a large segment of employers across all the business segments, from private sector to public, who really recognize kind of a deeper strategy around that personal touch and educating about their benefits, the way those employees really see or become more empowered around being informed consumers of something that's pretty complex to purchase. And it honestly is kind of the difference between financial security and financial ruin. So I'm glad that trend is starting to kind of take shape and employers rethinking this a little bit, because I do think there's been a lot of focus and a lot of benefits consultants are pushing them into that self-service type of model. And I think that fits in certain groups like you described, and then it doesn't really apply to some others. So in terms of product, in terms of actual benefits, I'm dealing with it personally in my family. It's the component that has a benefit around planning for long-term care, planning for life insurance. We're in the stage of our lives where we're dealing with family members that are impacted by this. I actually dealt with this about 18 months ago, where I had to go through some tough decisions with a family member, and going through that memory care vetting process and really understanding the financial ripple effect that had. Well, lo and behold, I just happened to sell her life insurance policy with long-term care 25 years ago, when I probably didn't even know how to spell long-term care. But it worked, because fast forward, we were able to use that as part of the mechanism to help fund the care that really, she really truly deserved. So I think a lot of employers are dealing with that now and evaluating what benefits really impact employees on all spectrums of their life, whether it's a kid coming out of college and introducing into the workforce, or someone who's in the later stages of their career.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I went to get my hair cut the other day, and in the process of doing that, I was just speaking to my barber and listening to a couple of them talk. And it's interesting when you get on the actual employee or frontline employee side of a benefits conversation. You know, the first question that you ask is, we were talking about healthcare related stuff. He's like, yeah, I had to go in, had my daughter, this and this happened. And it was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, how did that go with coverage? Did it work? Okay. He's like, yeah, it was great. He's like, you know, I don't have coverage. He's like, I have it for my kid through my wife's plan, but I don't really have coverage. I just figure I'll self-fund it, and if anything happens, then I'll just handle it. And I asked him, I was like, well, do you at least have an accident policy or some other type of policy in case you have some form of catastrophic claim, right? And it was just interesting. When you have this conversation, I think people generally are thinking about the onesie twosies, right? Like, hey, that may cost me $1,500. That may cost me $2,000, but I'm not spending all this money on monthly premiums, so I can afford that. And I asked him, I said, well, that's great. And I'm glad you're in a position to do that. What happens though, if it's a $500,000 bill, what then? And to your point, you use the word financial ruin. And I think that's kind of where that goes and how that starts, because all of a sudden now your family has this massive debt that's being imposed on it. And what's the plan? What's the strategy? So definitely right now, how you go through that communication process seems imperative, because even when people believe that they have a strategy, they very well may. The strategy may be self-fund and it's going to be okay. There may be an oversight in there, which is, hey, what happens if you have catastrophic loss? And as an employer, if you have employees who are having catastrophic loss, how good of an employee do you think they're going to be? They're going to struggle. And so, fundamentally, I really hope and think that people are really focusing on that right now. I mean, especially with people getting sick, people having other issues, people not having been able to get into the hospital because they were sick. And it was COVID. And so things got delayed. There are so many different things going on right now. Coverage seems very, very important.
Absolutely. And I think, if anything we learned from COVID last year, people, the uncertainty or the unknown absolutely is kind of prioritized. So now they have to look at things in terms of, well, I might get hospitalized. There may be a situation. So you're exactly right.
Right. Well, okay. So next question. Let's start out giving the listeners a brief overview of enrollment strategies and your team, if you don't mind, David.
No, absolutely. So enrollment strategies, we're really just an extension of our overall consulting practice. I mean, when you peel back the layers of the onion, there are so many layers to benefits, from self-funded to fully insured medical plans, or to what type of disability plan really protects our employees from loss, and what type of life insurance we want, permanent or term or both. And again, long-term care being a factor in that as well. So all those different pieces that come into the ecosystem, we tie it all together from the standpoint of ensuring that HR and the human resource teams maximizes their reach to all their employees and provides those employees with, what the tools they need to feel comfortable with being empowered to take, that they've been taken care of, really, and that they're a valued asset. So as far as my team goes, I mean, I've got an incredible team. We expand decades of experience. We're from in the benefit space and enrollment space, and we can really touch on every logistical component. I think we strive and excel in the communication with the various internal stakeholders, external stakeholders, ultimately to really kind of execute the entire enrollment experience. And it can obviously be very complex. So we'd like to help facilitate that with our human resource partners. So our team really collaborates with every functional department internally with FBMC, from our consultants to our service teams to our top-in-class marketing communications team, as well as our technology and innovations team. So we literally bind it all together so that we can provide those employees and their employers what they need in terms of enrolling in their benefits program.
Awesome. So do you have a specific vision for your team outside of what you just said that you might try to articulate?
Man, this is actually a question that I ask myself every single day. So I've got it actually written down. So I've been very blessed to work in a lot of areas of the very complex ecosystem within employee benefits world. And as I look back, it's really helped me kind of see a more clear vision. And I think it really boils down to this. So I envision my team and our partners impacting the life cycle of a new hire coming on board with their new employer, all the way to the person who is able to prepare and get ready to go into retirement, by providing those employees really the tools they need about their benefits to help protect themselves and their families. So ultimately, I mean, I think we just want to help people in whatever phase of their career they're in to be informed and empowered to make important purchasing decisions in terms of their health as well as their financial wellness.
Yeah, and a key part of that, for the listeners out there, if you have a consultant, one of the things they really should be addressing is, yes, of course, up front, you need to do an analysis on the benefits, right? From the health plan and what are the strategies there and the health of the population, all the way through to dental vision and all those other things. And then you've got your different worksite products, so on and so forth. I mean, the package in and of itself needs to be looked at. Sometimes you need to go to market for different carriers. But once you've selected the strategy, the package, the benefits offering, right? I mean, then it has to get communicated to the population. They have to know it exists and they have to enroll in it. And that gap, that space is really what David's articulating on. And, you know, the flow through actually then goes into, okay, once we've communicated that and it's been sold, the fulfillment of it really even touches what David's talking about. Because at that point, the information of I bought this has to get into the system. It has to go to the carrier. In addition to that, it has to go to the employer. The funds have to come out so that that's continually paid for, so that that policy stays in force. And none of that happens without a team like what David Perry has here with Enrollment Strategies. And what I'll say is there are many employers who may try to take that on themselves. It's a lot of work, and it takes you away from some of the other things you could be doing, like developing the employees that you do have and going out to target and find and hire new employees, right? So I think it's a great service to be provided to market, and certainly happy that we have it under David Perry's leadership. The next question I had, David, is why does FBMC place such a focus on enrollment strategy and execution? Maybe if you don't mind, just talk to that for a minute.
Well, just to piggyback what you're just saying, I think the reality is you don't have to go very far. Just look out the window and see how incredibly challenging it is to recruit and retain employees in this job market. So right now, in light of everything that's going on, it's such a heightened sense of focus. So really kind of executing a full service onboarding for new hires, establishing a culture of communication for new employees, really empowering them. That's like my favorite word today, but it does. It gives them some empowerment to make informed elections and decisions related to their benefits. And I think it kind of helps, it does extend HR, and it helps validate that employee's choice to join that firm. So, you know, our clients really, they have a high expectation for us from a servicing standpoint. And that onboarding, the enrollment services is a critical piece of that and the overall HR strategy. So, you know, the reality is every client or prospective client has a very unique set of circumstances, and they all have very different needs. So as we kind of go in through and kind of dissect and go through a discovery process, we'll identify what's important to them. What are those pain points? And frankly, often overlooked, what are the employees' pain points? That process helps us launch into a much deeper conversation to kind of help develop and develop a plan to execute it. So when we start to evaluate these trends and some of the pain points, the underlying, I guess, gap is around the communication piece, education piece. So I think with all that to be said, we can, you know, it's what we do, and I think we do it pretty well, and we collaborate with so many different people. We do tie it all together.
Yeah, that's great. Well, so who is eligible or would be a good candidate to use FBMC's enrollment strategies services? I mean, people listening might say, well, that's a no-brainer, but hey, let's throw that out there. Maybe that's a good topic of conversation.
But you know, it is, because I think you'd be surprised at how many don't really think about it. It's any employer group that would like to extend education and communication as part of their overall benefit strategy. I mean, let's not lose sight of the fact that we know the human resource teams are either shrinking or they're not growing at the pace of the organization, right? So either way, the path of least resistance tends to take shape. And so they have to focus on what's in front of them versus more planning and more education, communicating the benefits to new hires, which always allows for an opportunity for gaps and potholes and speed bumps and whatnot. So with this in mind, I think consultants, what we try to do is solve for that. So why not provide them with that solution to be an extension of their team, to help build out, extend their culture so that they can have, you know, they can establish that on the front end. So I think going back to my earlier statement, if communication and education are either lacking or missing, chances are really high that the risk for employee turnover is going to be even significantly higher. So it's better to get in front of that where you can by focusing or establishing and reestablishing a culture of empowerment and communication, just to validate it on the front end so that, you know, while you have those employees' attention. Because I think during that season, whether it's onboarding in that first 30 days or during that window during the enrollment season, you've got their attention. So why not use that, take advantage and articulate, communicate, educate, whatever you want to do to get those employees engaged.
No, that's awesome. What types of enrollments are available through your team, and what are some of the standard ways that you guys are deploying?
Oh, wow. So that's there's several different options, but I'll tell you our scheduled outbound call center and on-site enrollment are probably the most impactful and most popular because it is so intimate and we're allowed to kind of talk through each of those individual experiences. We also have the ability to provide that self-service or self-guided model as well.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, depending on type of company, size of company, how bifurcated, you know, some companies are all over the place, right? And they have a multitude of locations and there aren't very many people in each location. Some entities are a school district and everyone's kind of right there. And so it is interesting. I mean, you see those strategies change based on those factors immensely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tailor it. I mean, honestly, if you take a look at the scope, and that's a great example. If you look at school districts, you're talking about potentially multiple high school campuses. You got admin, you got elementary, all the different components that make the school systems work. And how do you touch each one of those? So, you know, we've kind of designed it around what works best for them. And a lot of times, oftentimes, it's a combination of all three. You've got a sector that need a very high touch face-to-face, and you have a sector that's comfortable having a conversation on the phone, and you have some that are very, you know, preferred method is going online and doing the research themselves. So we try to do that balance.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, it's kind of a big deal. A lot of people, as an example, when they say, hey, I got to go to the doctor, they go to a friend and they're like, hey, what doctor do you use? Well, you know, be cautious if you're sitting there talking to another employer and you're like, hey, how are you enrolling your benefits? It, you know, on the topically, you could say, well, it's a reasonable question one might ask. But if you're not really getting into the components of that firm and how they're made up, you could be getting complete wrong feedback and or advice on what you're doing because it just may their needs are completely different based on the makeup of that organization. So, you know, buyer beware, that's probably one of the things that,
right.
Right? Like be careful who you ask. And if you ask, that's great. Maybe what you do is just specify, hey, look, this is kind of my situation. Your situation's a little different. Tell me about how they performed at X, you know, as opposed to, hey, tell me what you're doing and then trying to replicate that for yourself because it could be just miles apart in why one might do one thing versus something else.
100%. And to that point, everybody has different learning styles. I'm very visual. Some others might be audio and you just, so you're right. I think it all depends on what makes the most sense.
So talk to me about call center capabilities with the FBMC enrollment strategies team.
Yeah, absolutely. So for all the reasons we've already talked about, I mean, COVID kind of accelerated our clients' need to really have access to our benefit service center. So I think when people think of call center, really, we always have that daunting experience of calling an airline, being on hold for 3 hours, or maybe they'll call you back in 3 hours.
yeah, that seems to be the recent trend is, hey, would you like to call back? We can call you back sometime within the next 10 hours.
That's right. By then, you know, all the seats are taken up, so what difference does it make? but yeah, I think we've all had that experience, and that's not what this is. So what we've kind of developed is, and it's not new, we're not Einstein, but I think it's something we can continue to refine and make better. And that's really have a structured process around outreaching to those employees. So at a time that's really convenient for them. So I mean, check this out. So if we've learned anything from last year, remote access to remote tools are the keys to the kingdom in terms of keeping the key employees engaged and informed, right? So no, they're not standing around a water cooler anymore. They're all at home working in a remote environment. And so we've got to continue to work hard at keeping them engaged. So we've created a process where a person can use their smartphone. You know, we all have one, at least I think we all do. Maybe my dad doesn't, but he's not the only person.
We got some flip phoners out there. They're still there.
I'm not going to blanket everybody, but it's close.
Everybody. Now, rotary, I don't know about that. That's crazy talk.
Now you're talking my age. That's a whole other topic. But yeah. I don't even know that our generation knows how to use it.
And the cord that knots up that never seems to go back to the right shape.
Yes, that's right. Awesome. But the smartphones allow us to kind of have a different access point. So whether it's taking a QR code, which seems to be like the it's almost like the center point of communicating menus and all the different types of literature that are posted on boards, or just clicking a link. And you basically get access to our calendar. So you can pick a time, a date that's suitable and convenient to you. Because, you know, I know there are spouses that want to have their spouse sitting right next to them to learn about their benefits. And like my wife would be one of them, right? So she would have to have me to sit in on those conversations. So that's probably an appropriate setting. Or maybe somebody wants to sit in a private setting where they don't want people to hear or eavesdrop on their conversations. So I think our clients can provide a resource for their employees to understand what the benefits that are available to them and work in a relatively unique situation, and to get them to really to enroll, to be aware of what their benefits are so that they don't leave something on the table.
No, that's awesome. I think the key here is you said it earlier, and I really liked it when you used the words, is education. It's such a big component of what we're doing here, is really just education. And it, the first experience, and take new hires. When you walk into a door of a place of employment as a new hire, your first experience with that company is really the onboarding process, where you go through the benefits process, so on and so forth. So, you know, if that goes well, then my immediate first perception of this employer is, wow, they really have their stuff together.
Absolutely right.
Right? I think
that is very understated, because it is really quite alarming how, you know, what they view as a process over the time is everything, the environment is changing, but the process hasn't. So
right.
I think that's a great point.
Well, and to your point on the call center piece, if it's done in such a way that my spouse can join the call, because David, you know as well as I do, and all you listeners out there, come on, how many times have you gone through this and then your spouse asks you a question and you're like, I'm not sure. And they're like, well, you didn't ask. And then you're sitting there like, well, crap, you know? And so realistically, if you can both be there at the same time, again, sometimes not only is it the employee's perception of the company, it's the spouse's perception of the company is as important, you know, because the spouse may look at the other significant party and just say, man, this is even better than where I work. This is great. You're going to love this place. You know, I mean, that's a really healthy, strong way to start.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Well, are there any best practices, David, that you always suggest to clients when planning for an enrollment?
That's a great question. I think there's several things a client should consider. I think one of them is, it's almost cliche, but it's redundant, but it's communicate, communicate, and communicate. I think one of the, as we evaluate and go through this discovery, one of the constant challenges that employees face is having that lack of communication. So I found that pre-enrollment texting or emails or some sort of pre-enrollment strategy to engage employees and bring awareness of what's on the horizon and what might be changing. A second layer to that communication is being sure that employees have all those resources available to help them make that important decision. We spend more time researching a refrigerator than we do about employee benefits, and employee benefits has a way higher risk factor in our overall wellness, health, and or financial. So it needs to be a lot more focus on that. So we can provide that, you know, whether it's on site one-on-one counseling or outbound call center. And again, we do have the decision support enrollment platforms as well. So I think it just needs to be some variable or variance of each one of these or all three of them combined because of all the learning styles we've talked about. And just to make sure your benefits program as a whole allows employees to choose from those different benefits to help their unique situation. And then last, I would really be hard remiss if I didn't mention that they need to make certain they have a solid and consistent new hire onboarding process. I mean, it's like we've already stated, if that first experience coming in is a little dysfunctional, then you've got some rebuilding or reestablishing some trust or credibility within that organization.
So I guess what I'd like to do here towards the end, David, is I want to just kind of give you an open-ended opportunity, maybe just to throw in some stuff that we haven't covered. And that last bit to me was very important. And hopefully those out there listening are just seeing the level of importance that FBMC sees in the enrollment strategy and the enrollment process, so much so that we've always done this, but now we're just bringing in more subject matter experts, building the team, making the team a lot bigger. And for years, you know, we used a lot of different external parties we can do it ourselves. We can still use external parties. And I think the key really comes back to what's right for the entity that we're dealing with and that population of employees. And it's nice to have, you know, a professional who we can bring in and sit down and say, this is all they do. This is their expertise. And just to that end, as we kind of round this podcast out, is there anything else that you would want our listeners to know, David?
Yeah, I guess if I were to frame it this way, just ask yourself three questions. And if you answer no to any of these or all of these, then it might be a good idea to just have a deeper conversations about your approach to your benefit program. So first is, do your employees have access to all the resources to educate them on their benefits and how they actually work? And second would be, does your current enrollment or onboarding process consider the different learning styles or career phases when it comes to actually communicating those benefits? And finally, from an overall benefit strategy product perspective, do you currently offer any sort of dual benefit where your employees have the ability to have access to life insurance for the beneficiary and perhaps some sort of living benefit component to help if there's any sort of long-term gaps? So I think those are the three big things that I would focus in on. And if any one of these areas are questionable or left out, then certainly give us a call. I think we can help with it and solve for whatever the pain points are.
Well, that's awesome stuff. Hopefully valuable to the listeners, important for them to know what options are out there for them. If you're looking for a subject matter expert or somebody who can guide you through that segment of your business, let's just say that's a challenge for you right now, please let us be the ones who can provide that service for you and remove that point of interference from your life. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, David. Really, really happy to have you, man.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me. Have fun.
And thank you to all the listeners that are out there. If you have any questions, please contact us or look for information on our homepage at www.fbmc.com. And remember, you can find us and subscribe on any podcast app. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Risky Benefits. If you're interested in learning more, please visit www.fbmc.com. We hope you'll join us next time on Risky Benefits.